DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. I roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven.
So welcome to this podcast and the selection of my late friend Peter Brooker, and he used to send me some great stuff, and I've still got quite a lot of his things which I did promise I would put on podcast for him. This was before he died, so I've got to put that right. And we're going next to a man born near Clarksdale, Mississippi in 1917, and his name, John Lee Hooker. About 1948 was when he really started coming to prominence in the charts, and obviously we all have our favourites. Here's one of mine. So a lot of blues on this podcast. John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. Your feet, take you home with me, put you in my house, boom, 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 ow, 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 I love to see you strut, up and down the floor, when you're talking to me. It like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk. Walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out. Right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk. And walk that walk.
John Lee Hooker. I'm just trying to remember whether I actually saw him. I think I did, because we used to have these shows where there'd be about 20 acts on coming around to places like the Liverpool Empire. And I used to go and see them and obviously started taking an interest in the music because I was going to the Cavern and places like that. Now, somebody called Elias Arthur Bates. Any idea who that might be? He was born in 1928, died in 2008, and he went by the stage name Bo Diddley. And he reckons, they reckon, many people reckon that he was the originator because he played a big part in the changing over from blues to rock and roll. Anyway, I loved his early stuff, and certainly all the groups used to play it. There was one which was called Road Runner, and we had a group called the Road Runners. I think they started themselves and based themselves on some of his work. So, Bo Diddley and Road Runner. Good stuff. And now, if I said to you Chester Arthur Burnett, you probably wouldn't know who I was talking about. Born in 1910, died in 1976. But if I said to you Howling Wolf, you'd know straight away who I was talking about, because this is one and the same. He was born in Mississippi. He was a big man, about 6'3", and he was named after the 21st President of the United States of America. So there we are. It's Howling Wolf. Here's a track called Spoonful.
That spoon.
I love the blues. You know, I started playing a harmonica very early on in life, and I didn't probably have a clue where the influences were coming, because it was quite difficult to really hear this music until I got out and managed to get into the clubs and listen to some of the groups that were playing it. McGinley Morganfield is another name that you probably won't know. I wouldn't have related to it straight away, but the minute you say Muddy Waters, then straight away I would know who it is, because I love his music. Part of the Chicago blues, although he was born in Mississippi, and we've got a track of his coming up right now called Walking Through the Park.
I'm going out walking down on the avenue. I'm going out walking down on the avenue. I'm gonna walk for so long till she don't know what to do.
Great song, Muddy Waters. And, you know, as I'm trying to develop my own lead guitar playing at the moment and where my harmonicas fit in, these guys were actually so talented, and yet they probably weren't as sophisticated as the blues players that came later. But this is Little Walter coming next. Born Marion Walter Jacobs. Well, it's given as 1930, but I've read elsewhere about 1925 in Louisiana. And a cracking harmonica player. Believe me, these are the guys I want to get like. I heard this song by many of the groups in Liverpool as well. My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Thank you. baby don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating. Everything she do so pleasing, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby. She's my baby.
Well, that was Little Walter, and a big thank you to my good friend Peter Brooker for exposing me to some of these tracks, because probably quite liked me playing the harmonica, and he never actually told me, but he obviously liked coming to the gigs that we did, and he's chosen a track by Billy Boy Arnold. Now, I've never heard of this guy. 1935, apparently he was born, and born in Chicago, started playing the harmonica as a child, like obviously I did. And apparently he was on the Bo Diddley song I'm a Man, which of course was Spencer's Davis hit in the early 60s. Anyway, this is Billy Boy Arnold, and I Wish You Would.
Early in the morning, about to break of day, that's my baby went away. Crying and pleading won't do no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Love you, baby, I can't help myself. I wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Tell me now, baby, what you trying to do? Trying to love me and some other man too. All night long, drove my baby away from home. Please, pretty baby, give me one more chance. You know I love and wanna be your man. Crying and pleading ain't doing no good. Come back, baby, I wish.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Billy Boy Arnold. Wilbert Harrison's not a name also that I was very, very familiar with, although I should know some of his songs. He came from North Carolina, and he self-penned Let's Work Together, which of course turned up later with people like Roxy Music's Brian Ferry. And, you know, he also did some stuff that I think was Canned Heat putting in the charts. Anyway, let's have a listen to him. Wilbert Harrison. You'll probably know the song, actually. I'm sure I've heard it by the Beatles as well. Kansas City is the title, and it's Wilbert Harrison. Yep, straight away you'll know this song.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, myself. Gotta find a brand new baby. That's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
Some of these guys, you know, they have got such a fantastic story. I'm going to do Elmore James next, who was born in 1918 and died in 1963. Had a hit, which I'm going to play in a minute, which came about in 1952. He was sort of spotted by Ike Turner. It's quite incestuous when you look around and you see all the different people who come into the story, but had a very, very, very difficult beginning to his life. Here's a song which is called Dust My Broom, and the man's name is Elmore James.
Thank you.
when Peter gave me the list of songs that I'm looking at this afternoon, I looked at Charles Edward Anderson. Yeah, come on, Chuck Berry. And he was born 1926, flirting in and out of Chess, which, of course, was where a lot of the blues was being recorded. And, of course, I'm thinking of the songs that I heard in my youth when I used to go to the Cavern and the Iron Door in particular. And there was one song which I absolutely loved to listen to. Trying to sing it with some backing tapes and play it along, but here he is.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. I met her walking down a uptown street. She's so fine, you know, I wish she was mine. I get shook up every time we meet. I'm talking about you, nobody but you. Yeah, I do mean you. I'm just trying to get a message to you. Let me tell you about a girl I know. I tell you now, she looks so good. Got so much skill, such a beautiful bill. She ought to be somewhere in Hollywood. I'm talking about you, nobody but you. Come on, give me a cue, so I can get a message to you. If she promised me someday she would be my bride, I'm talking about you, I do mean you, nobody but you. Come on, let me get a message through.
Okay, I love that song. I don't know why. Why do you like certain songs? I think part of it was that some of the groups in the Cavern, and as I say, the Cavern, the Iron Door, the Crawl, there were so many good groups that were playing fantastic music in a really unusual setting. That was one that used to just... I really love that one. Anyway, Lowell Fulton. I don't know the name. Never heard of him before. So, Peter, you've sprung this one on me. I'm looking forward to hearing him. He was born, apparently, on a Choctaw reservation in Oklahoma and apparently from a Cherokee background. Well, you never know exactly whether it's sort of all part of the razzmatazz. But anyway, this is a song called Reconsider Baby.
Thank you. you have changed your mind. You said you once had loved me, but now I guess you have changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
Lowell Fulson, as I said, not a name I know. Now, this is a guy who used to work on the radio stations, and when he used to go out and sing, he began in the 1990s to bill himself as the Emperor of the Universe. He'd already had a hit song about his mother-in-law, and billed as Ernie K. Doe.
Since I met her,
what's her name?
Can't tell you. Don't ask me her name, I won't reveal it until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. One day I'll wake up and say, just a hat, I'll be your slave. As I say, I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Until I get her,
what's her name?
Can't tell you. I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. As a certain chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
Wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As I say, I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
And you know, as I'm listening to that, I'm remembering watching a group doing that in the cavern and thinking, what a great song. But there we are. You'll know the next one. John Lee Hooker. I love the way you walk. You got the dimples, baby.
I love the way you walk. I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my babe, I got my eyes on you. I like the way you sweat. 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 You my babe, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw. You got dimples in your jaw. Dimples in your jaw. You my baby, got my eyes on you.
see you every day in your neighborhood. Well, I see you every day. Well, I see you every day. You might be, I got my eyes on you.
And if you're a fan of the blues, you've got to be a fan of John Lee Hooker. Let's get back to some Howlin' Wolf. Came out round about 1956. Smokestack Lightning. Peter's picked another song that I've also got to learn. It's a Bo Diddley song and it's called Can't Judge a Book by Looking at the Cover.
Can't judge apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. By looking at the cover. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Looking at the cane, you can't judge a woman by looking at her maid. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. Well, I look like a father.
I'm a book, I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cup, come on. Cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, can't you see? Hey, like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
You can even hear Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away in that, so you really can, as we go to the harmonica again and Billy Boy Arnold and I Ain't Got You. Well, apart from springing the odd song that I've not heard before, Peter also put on the odd artist that I've not heard before, Roscoe Gordon. Anybody know him? Born 1928 in Memphis, Tennessee.
Money that you play me by your fool. No. what I have to do.
Okay, I'm going next to a guy that I went to see in Benidorm about 5 years ago. Influenced people like Jimi Hendrix, and his name, George Buddy Guy, born in 1930 in Chicago.
He knew I was walking down through the woods.
Tell a lie, sorry, born in Louisiana.
Walking down through the woods. Yeah, I stopped by my house way through. Lord, you know you done me. You done me all the harm that you could. The blues got after me. If you know they ran me from tree to tree. From tree to tree. Yeah, you should have had me begging blue. Blue. Blue, I wonder, I keep wondering what you're doing here so soon. Yeah, I should know you'll be with me every morning, blue. Every night and every blue. Well, yeah.
That was about 1960 when that was recorded, and as I say, I saw him in Benidorm about 5 years ago. Pretty good then. Chuck Berry. Around 1956, with that lovely echo they used to use. Too much monkey business.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Say, you can buy it, go on, try it. You can pay me next week. Ah. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blind, half good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Every day getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Operator for telling me a tale. Ah. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army child, army clothes, army car. Ah. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be.
Didn't know the name on the next singer's song, but Chris Kenner is singing a song which I used to hear the groups doing a lot.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on.
Like that.
They got a little place across the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come
on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I Like It Like That.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where. I like it like that.
Now the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all they were saying was go, man, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place.
I like it like that.
Come on.
Show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I Like It Like That.
Come on.
Time for just one more, and this was a big, big hit for the Moody Blues. But do you know the name Bessie Banks?
We've already said
Bessie Banks, and that was released in 1964 in January in the United States, and the Moody Blues recorded theirs in November of that year. My big thanks to Peter Brooker. What some great, great memories, Peter, and I can pass them on in the form of this podcast. Hope you've enjoyed the music, and remember, all chosen by my friend Peter Brooker. Thanks for listening.